This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 3, Unit 1. You will hear 12 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. If you can respond to the situations correctly during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. You are at a market where you want to buy some shrimp. How would you ask the seller, how much is a pound of shrimp?
¿A cómo está la libra de camarones?
Or,
¿a cómo están los camarones?
Situation 2. Ask the seller if he has red snapper today.
¿Tiene usted pargo hoy?
Or,
¿tiene pargo hoy?
Situation 3. Tell the seller that you need 6 pork chops.
Yo necesito 6 chuletas.
Or,
necesito 6 chuletas.
Situation 4. Tell the seller to give you 3.5 pounds of ground beef.
Deme 3.5 libras de carne molida.
2 pounds of stew meat.
Deme 2 libras de carne de guisar.
4 pounds of grouper.
Deme 4 libras de mero.
1 pound of codfish.
Deme 1 libra de bacalao.
Situation 5. Tell the vendor selling fruits and vegetables that you want 2 heads of lettuce.
Quiero 2 lechugas.
1 pound of tomatoes.
Quiero 1 libra de tomates.
6 oranges.
Quiero 6 chinas.
1 pineapple.
Quiero 1 piña.
3 pounds of potatoes.
Quiero 3 libras de papas.
2 avocados.
Quiero 2 aguacates.
Situation 6. You have stopped at a roadside fruit and vegetable stand and have already made your selection. How would you ask the vendor, how much do I owe you?
¿Cuánto le debo?
Situation 7. You have planned a trip alone, and a friend asks you when you are going to leave. Tell your friend that you are going to leave tomorrow at 8.
Yo voy a salir mañana a las 8.
Or,
voy a salir mañana a las 8.
Situation 8. You and a friend have just met a Puerto Rican. During a brief conversation with him, he asks where the two of you are going to work. Speaking for yourself and your friend, how would you tell the Puerto Rican that you are going to work at Roosevelt Roads?
Nosotros vamos a trabajar en Roosevelt Road.
Or,
vamos a trabajar en Roosevelt Road.
Situation 9. You are at the meat section of a market, and an employee asks,
¿Qué desea, señor?
What did he say? He said, What would you like, sir? Situation 10. After you have asked for the price per pound of a certain fish, the seller says,
A 2 pesos 70 centavos la libra, señor.
What did he say? He said, $2.70 a pound, sir. Situation 11. At a butcher shop, after ordering and getting a few items, you are asked,
¿Quiere algo más?
What does this mean? It means, do you want anything else? Or, do you want something else? Situation 12. At a fruit and vegetable stand, the vendor asks you,
¿Va a querer plátanos?
What did this person ask you? He asked, Are you going to want plantains? Remember to check the key if you need to and review those areas where you had trouble. This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico, Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 3, Unit 2. You will hear 9 situations. Respond to each one during the pause, and then you will hear the correct response. If you can answer correctly to the situations during the pauses, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Okay? Let's begin. Situation 1. You are browsing in a souvenir store, and you see a beautiful hammock you would like to buy. How would you ask, How much does this hammock cost?
¿Cuánto cuesta esta hamaca?
Situation 2. At a souvenir store, you see some hats that you like. How do you ask the souvenir seller how much those hats cost?
¿Cuánto cuestan esos sombreros?
Situation 3. You ask about the price of a statue and are told a price higher than you expect. How would you say, Why so expensive?
¿Por qué tan cara?
Situation 4. At a souvenir store, you see a picture frame you like. But you don't know what it's called in Spanish. How do you say, How much does this cost?
¿Cuánto cuesta esto?
Situation 5. You inquire about the price of a bracelet made of gold, and the price is quite high. Pointing to an identical item, but made of silver, how would you say, And that one?
¿Y esa?
Situation 6. You're looking at a necklace and you want to find out what it is made of. How do you ask, What is this necklace made of?
¿De qué está hecho este collar?
Situation 7. You're looking at some items at a store. And the employee, trying to encourage you to buy, says,
Esas carteras son muy finas.
What did he say? He said, Those purses are of very good quality. Situation 8. you ask a souvenir seller why the bracelet you're looking at is so expensive. The seller tells you,
Porque es hecha a mano y es muy fina.
What did he say? He said, because it is handmade and of very good quality. Situation 9. You ask what a souvenir is made of, and the seller tells you,
De oro, señor.
What does that mean? It means, of gold, sir. After you have given it your best effort, if you have any questions about the quiz, check the key. This is the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico, Self-Evaluation Quiz, Module 3, Unit 3. You will hear 14 situations. Respond to each one during the pause. If you can respond correctly to the situations during the pause, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Situation 1. You are in a department store and want to tell the clerk you need a long-sleeve shirt. How do you say this?
Necesito una camisa de manga larga.
Situation 2. Tell the store clerk you're looking for a pair of pants and a belt for your son.
Busco un par de pantalones y una correa para mi hijo.
Situation 3. You are looking at some guayaberas. How do you say, I like this yellow one?
Me gusta esta de color amarillo.
Situation 4. You see a pair of shoes that you like. How do you ask the clerk if you can try them on?
Puedo probármelos.
Situation 5. You tried on a sport coat, but it's too big. Tell the clerk that it doesn't fit, that it's too big.
No me queda bien. Es muy grande.
Situation 6. You're looking for a blue suit. You wear size 38. Ask the clerk, do you have a blue suit, size 38?
¿Tiene un traje de color azul, tamaño 38?
Situation 7. You've tried on a red shirt that fits you just right. Tell the clerk, this red one fits me very well.
Esta de color rojo me queda muy bien.
Situation 8. You want to buy 2 pairs of socks. Ask the clerk, how much do they cost?
¿Cuánto cuestan?
Or,
¿cuánto valen?
Situation 9. You are at the cash register with your purchases and want to know if you can pay with your MasterCard. How do you ask the clerk?
¿Puedo pagar con MasterCard?
Situation 10. You're at a store shopping for a swimsuit, and you wear medium. How would you ask the employee, I'm looking for a swimsuit size medium?
Busco un traje de baño, tamaño medium.
Situation 11. You want to buy a shirt for yourself. A clerk asks,
¿Qué tamaño usa usted, señor?
What does this mean? What size do you wear, sir? Situation 12. You have just told the clerk that the pants you tried on don't fit. He says,
Pruébese estos.
What did he say? Try these on. Situation 13. In a department store, as you're looking at some of the merchandise, the employee holds up an article of clothing and says,
¿Le gusta este gabán, señor?
What did he say? He said, Do you like this sport coat, sir? Situation 14. You made your selection, and the clerk says,
Paguen la caja, por favor.
What did he tell you? Pay at the register, please. If you have any questions about the quiz, check the key.